This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Raspy, but here. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, because it's Tuesday, and, you know, it's become a tradition to have the guy that writes the Slow Facts WordPress blog, to have the guy that's featured right at ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and a part of the Ensemble Polite Society podcast, and that is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, I understand that some radio hosts work a long time to get a voice that's just so deep and sonorous that people throw money at them.
Yeah, but, this one is a result of scar tissue. A lot of cigars, a lot of scotch. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of work that went to it. I worked really hard to stay sober while I was developing it, though.
Good. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, so... Sir, what have you got for us this evening?
You know, you and I are watching the rest of the world finally notice us. Now, they're not doing this. Be careful what you wish for, Bill, because right. The stupid is we're just finding so much of it. But here's the part that I like is that just a few kind of simple questions really do help. We had Dan Wu's on your show. I think you had him on too. And he goes, you just don't understand the basics, fellas, that gun ownership's gone up, violence has gone down. Did somebody shoot up a school? Yeah, you made it a gun-free zone. You gave them free shots at the arcade, you know, first 15 minutes free.
Right.
And they finally took you up on. Here's the part that I like. Let me go over this with you. That gun-free zones have really been failing for three decades, and it happens right in front of our face every week. We just don't see it. I'm not talking about the fake numbers from the Trace, where it's not where if a a guy commits suicide in school. No, it's really something very straightforward.
For it to be a school shooting, they have to have students and faculty in the school. And the shooting has to take part in the school, not in the general zip code of the school.
Right. But when we look at did gun-free zones work, and they go, they never worked. It was never close. You just ignored it because you wanted this feel-good fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Look, just last week, and tell me, you and I didn't talk about it. I didn't talk about it till now. Earlier this month, a University of California at Berkeley student was robbed at gunpoint right next to his housing complex.
Right.
These concrete mausoleums hold hundreds and hundreds of students. Broad daylight. Biggest gun-free zone fail you could imagine. Not only on campus, but in Berkeley, the heart of a gun-free zone. There are no concealed carry permits for ordinary civilians there.
Nope.
Here's another one. UCLA, right outside, within the 1,000-foot gun-free camp, gun-free school zone rule. Two different groups were robbed same night. The attackers not only had a knife, but a gun. Oh, good. Now, if there is good news, neither of those students, in either the first or second example, were shot. That's awesome. I don't want anybody hurt. Unfortunately, we're not always so lucky. University of California at San Francisco, two men pulled out a gun and shot a suspect. Now, not only was it within the 1,000 feet of UCSF, but it was in the 1,000 feet of City Hall. All of those are gun-free zones. So
right.
You and I couldn't walk there, Bill. We couldn't get dropped off there by a cab to go into a building. Look, they failed over and over and over again. And if they're failing with college students, who, you know, these are typically fit young men and women.
Sure.
Well, imagine the violence that not a criminal, but a madman, what they could do in a gun-free zone. Not to college students, but to our high school students, our junior high school, our elementary. This was a fantasy. Gun-free school zones are not crime-free. They never were. We ignored it because we didn't want to deal with the problem. We'd rather, I mean, you've played peekaboo with kids.
Sure.
Well, we shouldn't play peekaboo with violence on our campuses. We can't throw something in front of our eyes and claim gun-free school zone and pretend that the problem has gone away. That's dangerous. It's actually pathological. Maybe Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership can give us the insight on what that craziness is called. I'm not that good.
Yeah, we'd have to get Dr. Gilling in on that one, couldn't we?
Yeah, we would. That's something for us to do.
Yeah.
Three and a half minutes.
Yes.
Well, where do we want to go?
Well, let's talk a little bit about this. I mean, other states, 10 states have allowed teachers to be armed in schools.
California just reversed that, where they let some local school board say, hey, if you're concealed carrying, we're a long way from the sheriff's office. We want you to carry. California turned that upside down.
Yeah. They for the longest time, the California concealed carry permit, as far as I know, used mm-hmm. to, they concealed carry holders, concealed carry permit holders, could go the same places as cops. And then recently they did away with that for what reason, I don't know, because as far as I know, the few permit holders in California have never caused a problem.
Yeah, it was a they did it because they wanted more money from Bloomberg. It's okay. Pretty clear. They were groveling for campaign donations.
Okay.
But again, I chose that state because who's got more gun control than California? If it was going to work any place, it should work there. I mean, mandatory background checks for firearms transfers. That's California in spades. Firearms registration, approved gun rosters, California. And yet, doesn't work at all. Wow.
Well, I mean, the closest it, well, I don't want to say that it did work ever, but I mean, even when they have, well, Elliot Rogers in California, he complied right with every rule there was.
Yes, absolutely he did.
He complied with every rule there was. He had three guns, 41 10-round magazines. He went through all 120 days of waiting to buy the gun and the waiting to buy the next gun that he had to. And he took all the safety. Is there a certification class or safety class you have to take?
You get this little firearm safety card. It takes you about 5 minutes to study for and about 10 minutes to take.
Gotcha. So, yeah. He did all of that. And then the cops came and saw him because his parents turned him in.
Right.
And still, he was free to go do what he wanted to do.
He reminds me, out of college. He reminds me of one of the sociopaths that committed a school attack in Colorado. And in his own diary, he goes, you know, they asked me if I was, you know, going to do crazy, violent stuff. And I lied. Surprise.
Yeah. And I mean, that particular incident, he did the full, I mean, he used bludgeons, he used blades, he used guns.
Oh, yes.
He went the whole way and used every cars. He used his car. So, I mean, he was all over the place. But,
Bill, you never expect, when you were in the Army, you never expected your enemy to play by the rules.
No.
No.
But let's talk about the one thing that does work when we get back. We got the break coming up. Rob Morse, of course, he is, that's sort of rhyming there, isn't it? He is the, he is the host of the Self Defense Gun Stories podcast. He's, part of the ensemble that is Polite Society. You can find his writings at Slow Facts, WordPress blog, Ammoland, and ClashDaily.com. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Well, of all the things that you know that he does, talking to him right now about this. Now, I'm looking at these students out there, Rob. I'm looking at all of these know-nothings that... well, let me do I still have this? Let me see if I have this... sound bite. I don't know if you heard this one or not. If I don't, We won't worry about it. I don't see it. I'll keep looking for it. Anyway. I'm hearing a lot of ignorance, as we always do, out of the mainstream media when it comes to guns, of course. And
right.
All these people got all these ideas, except none of these ideas, like background checks, bans are not going to work because that genie's out of the bottle.
Right. About 800 years ago, partner.
Yep. So that's not going to work. The only real thing that anybody can really do is harden the target.
Yes. And okay. You solved a lot of very similar problems. You didn't have one source of income and bet your entire family's future on it. If this doesn't work, we've got this as a backup.
Right.
We, even though you and I are gun owners, we lock our doors.
Sure.
Maybe we have outside lights that come on. Look, stopping a school mass murder is the same sort of problem. We don't do the all of this or nothing sort of solution. People have said, gosh, we should treat our mentally ill. My hand's up. Amen. Let's do it. Sooner the better.
Sure.
But let's not pretend that that will stop everyone. So they call it defense in depth, don't they, Bill?
Well, I mean, as far as treating our mentally ill, that's fine. But when they get to the point of going into the school with a bunch of bags with a bunch of hardware in it, let's forget treatment and let's get into dealing with them. But please continue on with your point.
Well, you're absolutely right, and we could talk about the FBI failing, but yes. So what do schools do? Fortunately, we've answered that really, really well. And if you want, you can get at your school a free evaluation. How easy is it to kick in the glass at your school and open the door, even if they have a buzzer, so it's a security door?
Right.
You know, we made the glass safe, so it shatters. Cool. Walk up with a 2-pound rock that I pick up out of the flower display right outside. Boom, I'm inside.
Right.
Oops. So things like that. Good. Let's make it a buzz indoor. Do we have a limited number of accesses, or does every classroom have an outside door? Can the teacher lock the door? Can they barricade the door so that even if somebody tried to shoot around the lock, they couldn't easily kick their way in?
Right.
All those sorts of things cost a few dollars per classroom. They'll probably never be needed until they're invaluable. By the time one of the great questions that Sean brought up is, I tell you what, for high schools, let's go to the shop class. Do you guys have anything in there and in the cooking class, let's say? Do we have anything beyond Band-Aids for first aid? Okay, we can start the upgrades right here and then put a few more in place.
Right.
I mean, isn't it? These days, every Boy Scout knows CPR. We may even have a defibrillator in class. But come on, let's get the people behind it. Let's teach we could teach first aid as a class. We want to bring up the level of civics. By the time we finally get to who would like to save a life by doing first aid, a lot of school staff will respond. Once they're trained, it's usually one of them that raises their hands and finally goes, gosh, isn't there a way I could prevent someone from getting hurt?
Yeah.
And Laura Carno out of Colorado, who brought FASTER, armed teacher training to Colorado, put it very, very well. She said, I don't arm teachers. I train individuals who already go armed everywhere else but school. Since they work in school, I'll give them the training that they need to be very competent defenders. Bill, you know, because you shoot with JT, right?
Right.
How different it is to be a armed civilian defender from what a policeman has to do. In some sense, our job is infinitely easier than a cop's. We don't have high-speed pursuit. We don't have all these laws. We don't need to know about arrests and evidence. And frankly, we don't care.
We don't have to Mirandize. We don't have
None
to go
that.
To the trouble. We can just observe the trouble. We don't have to run to it or anything else. But, you know, some of us, that still becomes an issue, doesn't it?
Well,
that moral compass starts to spin.
Now, here's the crazy. Okay, it's exactly the same thing if you're at home and you hear a crash down the room. You're going to go find out what it is because you're going to protect your family.
Sure.
You're not going to just hide in your room. You know, if you're home alone, everybody else is gone, fine, let them come to me. Teachers are really feeling exactly the same way. And better yet, janitors, because janitors hold the keys to the kingdom. They're not going to sit back and let their kids die either.
Here, I found this audio. I want you to listen to this real quick. I think it's only like 50 seconds long, so we have time.
Okay, anyway, let's go.
Let's go.
A pistol, because according to my reading, and tell me if I'm wrong, he could not have bought a 9mm Glock because he was not 21. He could not have bought a pistol which shoots people one by one by one by one, but he could walk in and legally buy a semi-automatic weapon. Who knows if he used a bump stock? Doesn't really matter. And mow down children. He can
Despite
mow down children with a semi-automatic, but he can't buy a single-fire 9mm Glock. Why
single
is
fire.
The Glock federally regulated and a semi-automatic weapon, which we've seen in these circumstances, and I'm sorry I'm getting angry about this, an AR-15
angry and
over
stupid.
And over again to not murder one person or two people, but to murder dozens. It was 4 months ago, Tom, that we watched what happened
right.
in Las Vegas. 49 people.
So, here apparently when you pull the trigger on the AR-15, groups of people fall down. The Glock has become a breech-loading weapon that only fires once.
Right.
And the AR-15 is not regulated, and the Glock is. And, you know, that was from MSNBC. That's a mental midget named Katie Tour.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the break. She's
wow.
out there. She got the news. Coming up on the break, my guest is Rob Morrissey. He is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. He is part of the Polite Society podcast and writer at Ammoland, Slow Facts WordPress blog, and of course, ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I'm talking to Rob Morse. And in June, Rob and I will be classmates.
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's... Are you feeling a little under the weather, or was that...
No, that's me getting excited.
Oh, okay, okay. Gotcha. Okay. I didn't know what that was. Anyway, The class we're going to take is Fighting Pistol. It's going to be a tactical response. I will be interested, because you've been to the FASTER program.
Yeah. And I will be interested. This is a tune-up for my next FASTER class.
I'll be interested to see what we're going to take, of course, at with James Jaeger is going to be more of a sort of an aggressive, defensive gunfighting class.
Right.
I want to see how that compares to the FASTER class that you've taken. How does that work with that syllabus? Will there be anything in that syllabus that you could apply in the FASTER program in the event that you had to go to guns,
right,
as a teacher or something like that?
Well, how do I explain this? There are so many different styles from, you know, gosh, Gunsight has their style. Pincus as his, John Farnham, you know, just, and each one, there's a lot to learn from each one. I'm excited. I want to hear what James brings.
Yeah.
The last thing I'm going to do is argue with the guy. I'm going to be there, studied with, you know, ready to take notes, try and learn as much as I can.
Yes, we're going to go there. I'm going to go there with an open mind. I think the biggest issue he has with anybody is if they're not willing to try to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily enough, I don't have that ego issue when I'm on a gun range.
isn't that crazy? Because if someone had said, you guys are on an ego trip because you have guns, and all we're over here going, oh, no, we know we don't know anything. We're here to learn. That's why we might be just barely above, you know, incompetent.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun twist of fate.
I think so. But
otherwise, we could always sound like a major media news announcer talking about firearms.
Yeah. That's sort of a stretch. I just can't imagine myself being that stupid.
Well, okay, if everything you knew about guns was something from what you saw in the movies, you'd sound like her.
Well, see, it's not just that. I mean, bump stocks. You notice she mentioned a bump stock. Now, that wasn't, nobody knew those existed till Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And even the people like, I mean, Trey Gowdy, who's a representative from my state that everybody thinks is great, has said on television that they turn a semi-automatic weapon into a fully automatic weapon.
Which, sorry, Trey.
What it actually does is it actually enhances your ability to pull the trigger in a semi-automatic fashion faster. So you have about half the cyclic rate that you would on a fully automatic weapon.
Right.
And, you know, somebody that the reason the ATF hasn't called that what everybody else calls it is because it mechanically doesn't not alter the weapon. So right. Knowing this, and I mean, he's a prosecutor. All of these guys, they picked up some new words after after Las Vegas.
They threw them at the listeners and were pretty sure they'd stick. Sadly, they do. Well, that means that our listeners, you and I have been busy trying to debunk the silliness, and to the rest of our listeners, I'm sorry, guys, you got to keep at it. Your voice is essential to straighten out the silliness one little mistake at a time.
Now, one thing I have noticed, who was it, Murphy or Blumenthal, they got up there and said, we have had 18 school shootings, and there's been a lot of people using that number, right?
Right, but
That's starting to fall in the rearview mirror.
Right.
Because it's been debunked so many times.
Right. Somebody just found a bullet on campus. You know, they don't even know where it was shot from and called it a school shooting.
School shooting.
Yeah.
Well, it's the new logic from the Bloombergian logic. That's what it is. So looking at some of the stuff they're trying and everything, I'm waiting to see if this is going to have legs. Now, another thing I noticed that they're doing. Do you remember the parents of the one of the victims of Aurora that sued Lucky Gunner behest of the Brady campaign?
Yep.
And then the judge said this is a frivolous lawsuit, and then he saddled them with the legal costs, which is, you know, I think it's like $200,000, and I think they didn't have that much money to pay, so they haven't paid it. They're never going to pay it. These kids are being basically stuck out there and being goaded into action in the same way. Do you think I'm right on that?
I think you're absolutely right. They're being played as pawns in a public relations campaign. Oh, those cute kids. I'm sorry, those cute kids don't know anything. They feel really well. They've got cute down. But being cute got these kids killed on campus in the first place.
Yep.
Wouldn't it be cute if schools were safe? I don't think guns are the answer. Well, they're not, right up until they are. You being a great teacher and trying to mold character and help the alienated, absolutely essential, right up until it doesn't work. And in which case, guns and first aid seem to be the tools of the trade.
You know, 60% of the time, or whenever, okay, let me rephrase this stat. Whenever a school, or whenever an active shooter stopped, 60% of the time, the people that stop him are unarmed.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
And that indicates a presence of mind. That certainly indicates a whole lot of, you know, awareness and everything else. I think Clint Eastwood's got a movie out about that train in Spain where the three unarmed guys took on the guy with the AK and won that one.
Right.
These people, the feds knew about this kid, the locals knew about the kid, the school officials knew about the kid, and still, despite all of that telegraphing, he succeeded in his plan.
We failed so many ways. I don't like conspiracy theories, but part of me sees a lot of politicians who failed. And they become wrapped up in this theater because it distracts us from their previous failures.
Yeah. Another thing about this particular thing, they call this the Broward County solution. They've taken and raise the bar on what kind of crime you have to commit where you would actually call the cops. And this kid had committed, they found him with rounds in his backpack and everything, and normally that would have been something where they called the cops. But instead, and they did this because too many black children were being arrested.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, and so they've called this the Broward County Solution. So they had a bar, a yardstick, where they could say, we got to call the cops on you. And if they had done that, I wonder if he'd been able to buy that gun.
Given that all of his mental problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of failure right there. And, I mean, do schools have video or closed circuit television? Do they have video do they not see him coming in?
I don't know.
We'll find
out. Great question.
Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, right now everybody's scapegoating the FBI for this, but the locals knew about him. Local cops knew about him. The only ones that apparently didn't know about him was the adults he was living with. Going into the next break. My guest is Rob Morse. He is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories. He is a part of the ensemble that is the Polite Society podcast. He is a writer at his own blog, Slow Facts WordPress blog, a featured writer at ClashDaily.com and Ammoland.com. And, he had to give up his job. He just has too much media going on. He had to give up work. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest host. I'm just getting too conflated now. My guest
Freudian
this
slip
hour.
There, Bill.
Freudian slip. Well, you are my guest host when I have one. My guest tonight, this hour so far, who, and by the way, you will be followed by Dan Waz and Amanda Safakul in that,
yes,
in that order this evening, is Rob Morse. And, you know, all the stuff that he is and, all the stuff that he does. So let's get right to the question. Now, my hope here is that we would see at least 10 more states go online and allow teachers to be armed.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is that I don't think it is widespread knowledge that there are armed teachers in schools in the United States. And I'm talking about K through 12.
Right.
I just don't think that's that widespread.
Yes, and it gets conflated with allowing campus carry in college, where ordinary people are simply allowed to, you know, drop their kid off on college. In some cases, go into dorm rooms, in some cases into classrooms while they carry. But you're talking about, no, letting adults and particularly school staff be armed and trained, usually with the approval of a school board, sometimes charter school boards, so that they are first responders until the second responders like police and EMTs can arrive.
Right. Well, I mean, and correct me if I'm wrong, the ones that are trained in like the faster discipline, they're not only trained on going to guns, they have a little, they all have trauma kits.
Yep. Yep.
Which,
and go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
And, in fact, that part of the program is growing even faster now, bad pun, than the self-defense portion. Because once you've got a few teachers who are trained, Bill, the most useless thing you and I can imagine is facing a armed attacker barehanded. We're going, well, damn it, that was a nice life. I really wish I was capable of stopping this person. Now, once we've stopped them, you and I are looking around going, well, this gun's useless. I want some gauze. I want chest seals. I want tourniquets.
Right.
Because that was the point. You know, we stop the threat so that we can treat the injured. And one of the great things, they basically have a little, you know, one bag trauma kit. Here, tourniquet, chest seal. Boom, go. One in that classroom, one here.
Yep.
You know, and the I spoke to a fireman recently. He goes, you know, I've almost never used a tourniquet because if I get there, what I have is fingers, like 200 of them. Here, you pinch here, you pinch here. He's got manpower. He can throw clamping force at a body, and they can literally hold somebody together till they're at the ER. Harder to do that in a classroom. So yeah. Give them some tools.
Well, I think the statistic, according to Kerry Davis, the Dark Angel, is that 80% of the time, if they can get you to the emergency room breathing and not bleeding, you can be saved.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Those guys are incredible.
Yeah. I mean, the way they deal with wounds nowadays is quite scientific, quite dead on.
At this tactical conference where I was, a doctor literally said, and this was shocking, goes, short of shooting somebody directly in the head, if he's alive when I get him, I can probably keep him that way, and he'll probably walk out. And I didn't want to embarrass him. He was saying that to a group of people. I said, I can center punch somebody, you know, middle of the sternum. He goes, yeah. Now, he may not live to 78. He may die 15 years early of heart complications. And I'm just all, wow. That's amazing.
He didn't say those qualifications while he was in his oratory, though, did he?
No. But still, the fact that they're that good and it is that important, which means you and I, with just a little bit of knowledge and training, can really, really be the difference between life and death.
Yeah. This is a new age, a new age. And tourniquets are not using a tourniquet nowadays. They found that out. I'm not going to say the hard way. I'm sure the first time they had to slap a tourniquet to them, they weren't thinking along the lines of Civil War surgeon where they're going to have to amputate that limb. But they found out in the sandbox that a tourniquet is a great way to stop bleeding and no, you don't lose the limb.
And the wonderful thing is you don't need to explore too much. You know, if I see somebody's bleeding down around their knee, I don't have to find out if it's an entrance, exit, how do I pack it, how do I tie it, to go,
right.
Cool, put this on right under your groin, go. And if somebody can take care of that, gosh, you're on to the next person who needs help.
That's right. But, I mean, it's basically one of those. I mean, and the fact that that's available and the fact that we're having to talk about it and wish that they would go and implement some of these things, I got to say, it just it boggles my mind. I do not know, you know, the only people I know of that are worried about a shooting and train and get ready to deal with a shooting are gun carriers, not necessarily gun owners. But the vast preponderance of them are gun carriers. And all these other planners and authority figures, they don't think about it until it happens.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bill, think of all the thing. Okay. Gentlemen, your moment has arrived. Our listeners are now experts in their community. They hear all this silliness and they go, you guys haven't been thinking about this for years, have you? I have. I've got something to share. It's pretty simple. This is what the experts say. It's not about feelings. It's about time and number of pints of blood you can lose.
Yep.
Here's what they say works. There's no guesswork.
None.
Congratulations. Your
None
moment has arrived.
Yep. So that's your chance. And it's... Most everybody, I you'd be surprised. Those of you who've never had to deal with this, you'd be surprised what you can deal with if it's in front of you. It does not take some super supreme being to be able to stop a sucking chest wound. It just takes a piece of plastic and a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stop somebody that's got some sort of arterial bleed. You can stop them from exsanguinating very easily. You could do it with a shoestring, so...
Hey, we don't have time to do a self-defense gun story.
Yeah.
But I just had one that I thought was surprising. Guy walks into a liquor store, three criminals walk in. One of the criminals shoots the store owner. I don't know if the guy wasn't fast enough. They didn't talk about him having a gun. And then someone else in the store shot the attacker in the back.
Hmm.
Absolutely clean shoot, right?
Yep.
But how many of us who carry a gun have thought, wow, if someone was attacking an innocent person, I'd shoot the attacker in the back?
Because
that may be.
And I'm not saying I'm not. I don't. There, the fair fight is the one you win. That's the fair fight. That's what. That's something I picked up in the military. I'm not out there. I'm not playing by the Marquis of Queensbury rules. We're not going to do it at 10 paces. I didn't slap you in the face. I was probably just minding my own business. If I had to pull out my gun and shoot you, well, you probably did something that warranted my attention.
Well, that's part of the wrap your head around it sort of issue.
Yeah.
That these teachers go through. Could you shoot an attacker from behind as he's shooting some of your students? And they go, yeah, because those are my students that he's threatening. And they go, okay. And if that attacker were, you know, was your student last year? And wrapping your head around it before it happens. And occasionally, every couple of classes, somebody goes, I can't. This is too hard. I'll do the medical part, but I can't carry in class because you're going to count on me, and I don't think I can perform.
Mm.
Gosh, those people are brave. Just to admit that.
Yeah,
they've looked at their souls.
I guess so. But we're going to run out of time. Rob Morse, find him at find his podcast, Self-Defense, Gun Stories, Polite Society, Slow Facts WordPress blog, Ammo Land and Clash Daily. Thank you for joining me, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. Say hi to Amanda.
I will. Coming up next, Dan Waz, good gun, bad guy. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.